Stop 4. Martin Behaim Monument. Martin Behaim is one of the most famous sons of Nuremberg. A knight and trader in textiles, he lived from 1459 until 1507 and was a citizen of the world. Aged only 16, he became an apprentice with a trader in textiles in the Netherlands. In 1484, he travelled from Nuremberg to Lisbon. Shortly after his arrival, he embarked on a Portuguese ship and travelled south along the coast of West Africa. Back in Nuremberg, he commissioned the making of the first earth globe, which he called Erdapfel, literally earth apple. For this, a bellmaker had to make a sphere of clay, which was then wrapped in linen, drenched in glue. After drying, the sphere was cut in half and the clay removed. A strip of wood was fixed around the inner edge of one of the hemispheres that protruded for half of its width. The other hemisphere was fixed to it with wooden nails. Several layers of paper were glued on the outside. Next, the whole sphere was covered with 8 pieces of sturdy leather, sewn together. This was covered in another layer of paper, which was then painted. It fell to the draftsman and miniature artist, Georg Glockendon, to execute the paintings, which took him 15 weeks. When, in March 1493, Columbus returned from his first voyage of discovery, the news reached Nuremberg only a few weeks later. At the time, Behaim was already on his way back to Lisbon, from where he intended to travel to the Azores archipelago. The globe is on display here in Nuremberg at the Germanic National Museum, the Germanisches Nationalmuseum. Behaim's monument, here at Theresienplatz, was erected in 1890.